نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله، وصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله، وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله، فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. அல்லாஹ் தபாரக் தஆலா கிரியேட்டட் நபி ஆதம் அலைஹிஸ்ஸலாத்து வஸ்ஸலாம். பிஃபோர் ஆதம் அலைஹிஸ்ஸலாத்து வஸ்ஸலாம் வாஸ் மோல்டட், அண்ட் திஸ் வி ஹட் மென்ஷன் ப்ரீவியஸ்லி, அண்ட் த ரீசன் ஃபார் ரிபீட்டிங் இட் இஸ் பிகாஸ் அல்லாஹ் தபாரக் தஆலா ஹஸ் ரிபீட்டட் திஸ் மெனி அ டைம். மீனிங் தேர் இஸ் சம்திங் டு ரிமெம்பர், அண்ட் ஆல்வேஸ் வித் த வேர்ட் வஇல், டோன்ட் ஃபர்கெட் இட், தட் பிஃபோர் ஆதம் அலைஹிஸ்ஸலாம் வாஸ் மேட், this world was inhabited by the jinn, and the jinn are made of fire, and the nature of fire is to burn, and that which burns normally leads to problems. So when the jinn inhabited the earth, there was problems beyond control, open fasad, fitna. And a time came where there was one of the jinn who was called the good of the rest, a good jinn. He was known by Azazil, and he sought permission that, O Allah, the froth of the earth, those that have made the earth not worth living in, can I remove them? Can I wage war against them, fight against them? Permission was given, war took place. He was given his army, he was given his time, and Azazil made an open war on the jinn of the earth, which we would call like a world war. Different jinn in different areas were targeted. And finally the war was won, and the jinn were either killed or they took refuge. And Azazil, now he situates himself as the king of the entire land. And now he is just waiting for the title of Khilafat, that you are the boss. And to prove little extra that I am the boss, he starts exerting himself in what we will call extra, nawafil. So what is famous, he starts such an ibadah of the Zat of Allah that the angels become amazed. And their amazement reaches a level where they ask Allah Tabarak Tala if Azazil can enjoy their company or more they can enjoy his company. Because he's amazing. And then when he goes in their company, his knowledge is amazing for them. So the time comes where they will become the students of Azazil, the angels. Anything to know, Azazil got the answer. Now when you are the boss, or it seems you are the boss, now to hear somebody else might be taking over is something you can never dream about. And that's what the problem was. Now Azazil gets the news that Allah Tabarak Tala is molding out what is going to be known as Adam. So the question is, what's the need of an Adam? When I am here, you don't need number two. And the news comes that it seems this Adam will be getting control of the land. So immediately, a jealousy starts. And where the angels will go to see Adam as an amazing creation of Allah, Azazil goes to visit Adam alayhi salam, the mole, to see what's so special about him. Because for years he had established, I am the one deserving. And Adam alayhi salam hadn't shown that he is deserving. And if the one son never do anything to take over the business, and the other one did everything to take over, then obviously when the father gives it, even the mufti will say, this is not right. And he is the one deserving. But Allah is Allah. Allah is Allah. It's not like a business. For Allah knows what no man ever knows. The angels will never question the Zat of Allah and had never questioned the Zat of Allah. But because now Azazil was their ustad, so obviously when they would mention to him something called Adam is being molded, he would mention to them, what's the need? They would say, what you mean? He would say, Adam, man, I have gone to this man, I have seen his inside. His inside is made of desires. He got a desire to do wrong. He got a desire to fight. How the jinn created fasad, whereas Azazil forgot he was also a jinn. He was fire. And fire is worse than sand. But when the ishkar he put forth to them, he said, man will create fasad in the earth. As though the jinn was any better. So the angels now, when hearing the ishkar, obviously it makes sense because Azazil is the ustad. So the angels mention one question to the Zat of Allah. Never in their life would the angels make an i'tiraz on Allah's doing. But they say, oh Allah, are you going to put man in the earth who's going to create open fasad? So Allah Tabaruk Tala then explains to the angels in the voice of an Allah that it creates shivers going down the angels. That there is no answer. The answer is, I know what you don't know. I am Allah. And immediately the angel says, glory is to Allah. This is not something for us to get into. But Azazil is burning. If the Zat of Allah on the day of Qiyamah is shown, which comes in the Ahadith, when the Shun of Allah will expose its beauty, everyone will fall in sajda. And the man in this world who would not make sajda's desire would be to go in sajda. Because the beauty is such, you can't prevent yourself making sajda. Azazil had the opportunity to be so close to the Zat of Allah. But jealousy was that thing when the command came, now make sajda. This was the limit for him. When it was told, make sajda, no angel would say why. Immediately the angels were down in sajda. No problem. But Azazil stood. Because this is like defeat in front of the angels. In front of his ustad, students, he has to put his head down. Where just now he was telling the students, rubbish. But now he's standing. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. We will find this mentioned in so many places of Quran. Surah Baqarah we know is there, Surah Kahf we know is there, Surah Bani Israel, way and way it's not mentioned. But Allah Tabarakatuh says, remember that first time when I said to Azazil, I said to the angels, Azazil was there, make sajda, show the honor of man, of Adam. They all showed it. But he was not ready. قَالَ أَأَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينَ. Must I make sajda to what in English you will say, rubbish? We will translate it as sand. But for Azazil, it was not sand. Azazil was saying the sand is nothing. Sand is filth. Like what you will say, must I make rubbish to this piece of dirt? Why did Allah Tabarakala remind us so many times in Quran about it? It's like example, your father sees you playing with a boy. He tells you, don't play with him. So, Yari, what's wrong? He's good company. He said, his grandfather. If only you know what his grandfather did. He said, what he did. He might go to the worst of situations. He might say, there was the time where his grandfather came into our house. Your grandmother, he put her down. What and what he abused her. How he stabbed her. What and what he did on her, tortured her. The worst of actions. Now you get touched, shivering. So his grandfather did that. Say, from that time you got nothing to do with this family. I can't even see you, my son, just looking at that boy. But in the end of the day, when you go out, now you won't look at the boy, you say, you know what, I can't relate with you. How could your grandfather do that? But here it was not the grandfather who died, here it was the man himself, Azazil. Where Allah Tawarukala says, he might give you a smiling face. But remember, when the honor of man was shown, the whole world of angels accepted it, he would never accept it. From that time he hates you. He was ready to lose his Jannah for you. But he could not accept you are great in yourself. So thereafter, when he was told, قال اذهب, get out. So he said that, أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيْهِ. This, what he say, هَذَا. In the word of Azazil, هَذَا never mean a good thing. This. But we will say, this rubbish. Who you have given honor over me. لَإِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Give me time to the day of Qiyamah. لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. I will show you besides that selected few, his entire progeny will go with me. I will prove that they are rubbish, like how I said to the angels, they are rubbish. That Qaleel, who he was speaking about, the Qaleel was the Anbiya alayhi salam. Because he knew they are ma'soom, protected, so you don't shoot when someone got a bulletproof vest and weighs bullets. So he knew there would be a selected group protected, I'm not going to break head with them. Besides that group, I will show you none of them are fit, like how I told the angels. And then he was said, go, all of heaven. And let the game start now. That besides that selected few, let us see if you can gather the rest. Majority we know will be in Jahannam. That was already said from the beginning. But Shaitan was not worried of that majority. He was worried of a group which will be beside the Anbiya alayhi salam. That group is me and you and the rest of us. And on that group then he was told, whatever power you want, go. He will give you voice. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ. He will give you voice. Use your voice to uproot them. Voice with singing, voice in bayans, lectures, voice of propaganda. You will hear it, it will sound so amazing how the man explained it. وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجِلِكَ. And then attack them with your forces which will be on conveyances. Attack them with your forces on the ground. Khailik is horses. But in that time it was horses because it has understood horses. What it meant? Anything on moving. Your forces that will move, your forces which will move on foot. Khail was mentioned first in which there was an indication that the attack of shaitan which will take place by moving vehicles will be much more than his attack which will take place by people on foot. In which manner? Many manners. But one manner is that you will see when you're in an aeroplane. The conveyance is their conveyance. In an aeroplane you will see naturally your entire piety just drops. You can be coming back from Hajj or Umrah. You don't watch television at all at home. You just came back from a Mubarak visit. As soon as you enter the aeroplane, already you will look at the air hostess. While sitting, you will look this way, that way, and your eye will finally get caught on the television. As that flight is carrying on, that sounds in the flight, although it's quiet, but you will automatically start feeling that now you are relaxing. And now funny thoughts will start affecting you. How many affairs take place when man travels alone? He goes to the bathroom, it's late at night, the air hostesses are sitting in the back, they have to be awake. Everyone is fast asleep and he will just stand there by them. And then he will ask them a question. Could be in the guise of deen where he will tell them, you know anything about Islam. They got nothing to do that time, so they say no. He will sit and he will start explaining. There everything starts. Why? Because in the conveyance the attack is worse. Rasulullah ﷺ told people, don't travel alone. We normally think it means don't travel alone because someone will rob you. His desire was you might get robbed of your wealth, you might get robbed of your iman. See, when you're driving late at night, 11 o'clock, you stop at the stop street. Just at that robot, immediately a woman walks up to you. At that moment when you're alone, we see what happens with so many truck drivers. Just because they're alone. Don't travel alone. Now holidays come, you tell the students, where are you going? I'm going to Durban. You got family? There's no family, just three friends. That's when everything happens. Because when journey starts, and in the car you start relaxing. Like what one person said, don't put on a bayan, it's too hard. Put on something sweet. Sweet means music. Because a journey, you want something. And in a journey, automatically you lose all your guards. وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ Allah Ta'ala said, attack them with your forces. وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ And your last two powers will be that in wealth open up avenues for them to make instead of halal, haram. وَالْأَوْلَادِ And in children, you take your share in the children. A lot of meanings. One is the famous that a person who doesn't read Bismillah and he goes to his wife, then the shayateen got their share in the child that is born. One is when the name of the child is going to be made, people would name the child instead of Abdullah, they would name it Abdul Uzza. One is in the haircuts of the child. One is in the dressing. You can be a pious man. But when it comes to your children, then you will see that, you know what, let the guy be free, man. So whatever evil shaitan couldn't get out of the father, it was told, then take it from the child. You become partner with him in his children. Wa'idhum, and the last is from inside you got an open game. Whatever you want to say to him, we will allow it to be said. Wada after wada, promise after promise. So your powers is voice. Your powers is men on conveyance and jinn on conveyance. Your powers is men on the ground, jinn on the ground. Your power is that in wealth, it will be in your hands. You will be able to show people manners of making money that an intelligent man can never reach. Wealth will be in your hands. And children, you will use children as a way of getting into the family. Children, get your shirkat in the child of that man. Your share must be in children. Wa'idhum, and the inside of man is your game. Whatever you want to say to him, we'll allow it to go in this year, we'll allow it to go in that year. Ever promise. After all of that, then Allah Ta'ala said one thing, وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِلَّا غُرُورًا That man can remember that I gave him all that, but the promises of shaitan are all lies. But it's a very hard thing. So much of power, so much. So the question comes, that why did Allah Ta'ala give him so much of power? Because he went out with a mission to prove man is failed, and Allah Ta'ala aided him in proving it. Whereas the demand would have been if the man says, I'll show you, your son won't make it. You will first tell your son, watch out for that man. Then you will be behind that man. Whenever that man is going to make an effort, you push that man. But here Allah Ta'ala told Shaitan, I'll give you what you want. So the question comes, why? When it was to be proven that man is worthy, what was the reason to make the enemy strong? The second is, that when we know that Allah Ta'ala with man has a relationship of love. The whole thing was based on love. I am your Allah, but I am more than your Allah, I am your Rabb. I love you. I'll do everything for you. And in love, the relationship of love is kept as long as you don't say the word no. The day you say no, that's when love breaks. As long as you say what you want, my beloved, no problem. But as soon as you say no, you break love. Whereas Allah Ta'ala does not like to break a relationship of love. But here it came that what we don't want, we were told do. And what we want, we were told don't do. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, he could have put desires off. Shaitan would have made his unique attack. And he would have just stood in front like nothing. And again we would have gone. But what he did, he put the desires on, full blast. Very high desires. Exactly what we want, and then we told don't. Why did Allah Ta'ala do it? And then finally, one question which many people nowadays ask because of a misunderstanding of bayanat is that they hear that you got problems, so come on to piety. So who doesn't want to get out of problems? To get out of problems, man will try anything in the world. So piety is also one thing he'll try, a ta'weez of piety. And the piety has to work like every other ta'weez, that you put it on the child got cancer, you get better. So he says, suddenly I started reading my salah, so it means the cancer must disappear. But now you start finding the cancer disappearing. The cancer is getting worse. Or he wasn't in deen, and he heard, get out of problems, come into deen. So he started performing salah, and now he got robbed. Now his whole iman is at stake now. He says, I was told, I read my Yasin today. One friend told me, I read Ayatul Kursi, that day the car accident took place. So I told him one thing, that I told him, who was the most pious in the world? So he told me, obviously the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I asked him, did he have problems in his life? So he had no answer. I told him, the worst of problems that falls are on the people who are the closest. The people who get the most trials and tribulations, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَىٰ الْأَنْبِيَىٰ. And from the Anbiya, Rasulullah sallallahu said, I have been tested and put through such difficulties which no other Nabi has ever gone through. Piety doesn't push away difficulties. What piety does, it protects you from difficulties. And when we hear that, what it means, we think it means no difficulties will come. It means difficulties will come lots, but you will be protected. It will never break through you. The wave will go higher. The man who can't swim, the small wave makes him drown. And the man who's a surfer, he looks for the big waves. The higher the wave, the more his command in the world. The world gets amazed, what a wave. He looks for the waves go looking for him. Problems don't run away from a man of piety. A man said, oh Allah's messenger, I love you. He said, watch what you are saying. He said, I love you. He said, then prepare your shield for poverty. Because poverty comes searching for the man who is a true lover of me. You get scared immediately. You say, okay, now. That is why we were told, don't just take a chance. Afiyat is the first. That sometimes in your claims of love, you can't manage. Don't fall. But when Allah Ta'ala takes you up now, so what was the purpose? That problems must follow the man who got piety. The opposite is supposed to happen. Come on to deen, problems will run away, so shaitan fails. But the opposite happens. More piety, the more the problems will search for you. And desires. The more I don't want you to do something, the more I'm creating the desire in you to do it. Everything has been done to make shaitan prove to the world of angels failure. Why? The reason is, because when you have a man who got trust on his students, and he tells a person that this man is unique, this boy, and the other person says, this guy will never make it in the world. So he says, I'll show you. 3 years he spends on the boy making an effort. After that, there are two ways of an imtihan. One way is like how we give an imtihan in the madrasa. We set a very easy imtihan. Because we know if the students fail, we'll be questioned. So you don't want to be questioned. So your question paper is easy. And when you mark from the wrong, you look for the right and you tick it. He knows what's happening at the end of the day. But when Allah Ta'ala is going to mark now, it's going to be a mark that's going to be told to the angels. You take your imtihan. Take the imtihan. You had the i'tiraz. You ask the questions. What a better question than this can you get? I gave shaitan everything to put the hardest of questions. And now let's see the results. Because when the marking is going to take place, the angels will have to make i'tiraf. Amazing. In Jannah, there will be the khuddam of man with azmat. They won't be like how we are khadim of someone who hate the man's guts. Say, because now he wants water, I'll get him water. But the azmat they will make is khidmat. So much of awe for that man. Why? Because the imtihan which they thought he will never survive, he passed it. But there had to be an imtihan then. So Allah Ta'ala made such an imtihan that the qualities which shaitan fell in, he left those qualities for man to pass. The things that shaitan never had was the things with which man will shine in the world. Which will make the angels amazed that Azazil never had this. So remember, Azazil had ibadah. Nafal ibadah from his own side, he had a lot of it. But couple of things he never had. And that is what made him fail. And the man who gets those things will make him shine. Now what are those things? The first thing Azazil never had was
As long as he wasn't told by Allah do, he was doing. He did lot. But when the time came where he was told do, he wasn't ready. The one command hit him, sajda. But it was against his insides. The one thing against the insides. So Allah Ta'ala showed the kamal of man that I will order this man to do things which he doesn't want. And when he wants to, I'll tell him no. And let's see what happens. Because if he can do it, then the question will be to shaitan from the angel side. They manage him. Whereas you said it will never happen. That is why many students, many people say that it's so hard to control myself. Understand, the harder to control, the more value that action got. A time will come when you will be enjoying tahajjud. That tahajjud will get high rewards. But the attention of the angels that tahajjud will fetch, where the man's eyes are still half closed. He's on the musalla and he's half falling. Whether it's fajr, whether it's tahajjud. Because then the question comes that the man's sleep is not fulfilled. What pushed him out of the bed? He's dragging himself. Meaning he doesn't want to do it at all. But he's still standing there suffering. Why? So it will be amazing. What is making him do it? It's only one thing, that, oh Allah, you are you. And I give in. A time will come when he will wake up easily for tahajjud. And the reward will be there. But the attention that first one will get with difficulty. To understand the attention, in a hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ would give examples of the highest normally, to make man understand the best. So in man's world, the hardest calamity is the losing of a child who is just in the prime. Meaning a child who gets big and then he's rebellious against the father, he's still the child in the ending. But if that child dies, it doesn't create that effect. Or a child that gets married, and now he's living 7 years in England, Australia, and he passes away, the father will cry, mother will cry. But the effect that child will have, who passes away, who's right in that father's hands, that child is in the prime, and suddenly he is the only child. And you see the child gone. That time to control that feeling is not an easy thing. It is like someone comes to you, walks up to you, and your beloved child is in front, and in front of you he smacks the child. He doesn't kill the child. It's just a smack. And then he looks at you. He could be your boss who pays you well for 25 years. So you'll say he made ihsan on you, isn't it? But at that time, you will not say, boss, you did so much, sorry. Smack him again. At that time, you will, what you will do? You will say, to hell with your shop. To hell with your job. I don't need you. You will jump, you will punch. But why is it when that child passes away, then man will look at the child and he knows the favors that Allah did. But like how he'll punch the boss and say, to hell with you. At that time he will put his head down and say, Inna Lillah. That, oh Allah, I'm also yours. Who will do a thing like that? That's unique. That. It's not easy. How is it easy? You tell a man, make sabr. You tell him because you're not going through it. But when the man has to go to somebody, you tell him, my friend, you know what you're going through. But which man at that time says that, oh Allah, Shuha Allah. At that time the angels are told by the Zat of Allah. Like how you will tell the man who said the boy will never make it. You will tell him, look at the question. So one, you will look. And the angel saw it. But it's not enough. Allah Tabarakala asked the angels, what did he say? Like you tell the person, you saw it. He said, no, read it. Read loudly. Read the answer to me. But you know the answer. Allah Tabarakuna knows everything. He tells the angels, tell me what he said. I took away his beloved. The angel will say, he said, Inna Lillah. They have to say it. They are burning with the azmat of man at such a time. And he said, Inna Lillah. A thing which he never wanted. But when it happened, he accepted it. So he says, Bal fa is placed in Jannah. Meaning, isn't he deserving of it now? Obviously. So to show the kamal of man, Allah Ta'ala made everything against us. Because it has to be shown to someone. But you got a problem now.
You want any harder question? Give a harder question than this. One. The second thing that shaitan never had is least, because man will also slip. Man is man, and the jinn is also jinn. None of us are angels. The jinn also slipped. Iblis made his error, Adam alayhi salam made his error. The second thing which Iblis could never come onto was the quality of, I'm sorry. All he had to do when he never made the sajda and he got the anger of the Zat of Allah. When your hosh comes to you, when you're angry or when you're jealous is one thing. But after a while when you now told, get out of Jannah, now your hosh comes to you. Now you think, is it worth it? To be jealous of the man and lose everything, rather go smile at the man and get everything. I'll just make the one sajda, man. But up till now and till the ending, to say that one maaf, he's not ready for it. That is why istighfar has bought one of the major chapters in the books of ahadith. Istighfar. Istighfar in our minds has been made that you are a failure, make tawbah. Istighfar. Who makes istighfar? A man who made wrong. Meaning you tell the student, you got the wrong answer. To do corrections. Istighfar is corrections. In this world, corrections is a bad thing. But when it comes to man and jinn, corrections is a very good thing. Because neither can jinn fulfill what they're supposed to fulfill, and neither can man fulfill. For that Allah Ta'ala is Allah, even the angels can't fulfill that. This was something else man and jinn were created for. To accept that we are hopeless. So Azazil made his ibadah. He could not accept I'm wrong, even after he was told by the whole world, you are Iblis. The man marking the paper said, you fail, 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 fail. He's still not accepting it. And man has been told, your kamal is, even before you told you failed, you say, I failed. That's your kamal. To understand the kamal of istighfar and what it does to a person. Your son is yours. Your wife is yours. You love the person. Forget a wife, man complains about his wife. But a son, your son does wrong. He gets involved in wrong company. He takes drugs. He has an affair. You will never go and tell people, you know what? He did this. Then he came to ask me for maaf. The boy will come, you say, daddy, you will tell him, my son, don't let anyone find out about it. You will tell him, don't even tell mommy because women talk. Women can't keep quiet. The izzat of your son is very important. You will never let it go out. The mistakes he made, you will never tell him, you know, he made heavy mistakes, but he asked you for maaf. You will never do it. But when he came with Allah Tabarakallah and the most beloved of the Zat of Allah, the Anbiya. Anbiya alayhimus salam are the beloveds of Allah. When he came with the Anbiya alayhimus salam, the ibadat of the Anbiya was unique. That's why they were Nabis. You cannot imagine the ibadah. But when Allah Ta'ala spoke about his Anbiya in Quran, he spoke about the errors of the Nabi instead of the rights of the Nabi. Dawood alayhi salam, the error he made. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala gave him this, 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 and look at the error he made. Adam alayhi salam, he started off with the error of Adam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the whole surah came down. You never name a surah. Like you won't write a book, the errors of my son. Abasa wa tawalla, the whole surah beginning was the error of the Nabi. Why do you expose the errors when you love? It was to show man, the kamal of man, is that look at my Anbiya, they became men of kamal because as soon as they erred, immediately they said, oh Allah, sorry. So every Nabi was brought. Adam alayhi salam's kamal, he made an error, look at his tawbah. Unique. My Nabi made an error. Look at how he turned. Dawood alayhi salam fell in sajda. Sulaiman alayhi salam slaughtered all those horses who he said, oh Allah, they took me away from. The error of the Nabi was mentioned to show in istighfar is your kamal. That the more you will understand I'm a failure from the beginning, you have beaten Iblis. Because his problem, he can't say sorry. You from the beginning while writing the question, right next to it, maaf. Because this is not like an exam paper of this world, where the student has shown the ustad also. In here, man has understood it created that you can't show Allah. Because Allah is Allah. So the kamal of man is not to be good. The kamal of man is to understand that he's not good. And to always say, I'll try, but if you don't make maaf, I'm a failure. Istighfar. And who can say, I can't pass with istighfar? Istighfar, everyone says, I'm a sinner. You say, Mubarak to you. That's what he's trying to explain. We all sinners. But to come on to istighfar is that hard. A lot of people say, I don't want to make tawbah because I know I'll do the guna tomorrow. So we tell him, tawbah is tawbah, to come out of the guna. But istighfar is just to write the wrong answer and put maaf. Is that hard? It's not hard. To put maaf, it doesn't be a condition that next time I make sure I get the right answer. It's maaf. And I wrote it, but I know the answer is not what you wanted, O Master. The angels become amazed with istighfar, which in our mind we will think istighfar will make us like this. The angels say he failed. The angels become amazed with istighfar. Just why? Because a king who got his main khadim, the main khadim in the eyes of the people, his kamal doesn't come out when he shows his honor in front of the king, that I'm Mr. Great. His kamal comes out where everyone says, you are the king's main man, you're the boss. But when he is in front of the king, he doesn't walk like a boss. And when the courtiers come and the king knows that people are praising him, he's my man, the king doesn't like this because the king is the king. Who he thinks he's the prince? The king is the king. Otherwise he'll take over the government, the king will take his neck off. The king will appreciate his main wazir. When the main wazir will say, king, they think I'm good, but you know I'm hopeless. And when the king will shout the wazir and say, you idiot, and immediately he'll drop his neck. Then the people around will be amazed that this man is so unique. But in front of the king is zero. That is kamal, that of man. The angel will see a man in salah, whether it's the time which comes in Quran, Allah Pak speaks about one istighfar, which is a unique istighfar. That the people would wake up in the last portions of the night, which is the hardest. So that would grab the attention of the angels. That look at this man, amazing. But more amazing would be at the end of the salah where the man would say, oh Allah, make maaf. Because now the angels will say, look at that kamal. That Azazil, when he made his ibadah in the world, he felt that I am the boss. And man, when he did, then he said, I am dust. That is why istighfar has made man rich, which nothing else makes him rich. Man lazim al istighfar, hold on to istighfar, Allah will open all doors for you. So the first thing was, that to be able to force yourself to do what you don't want to do, that's your kamal in the eyes of the angels. Iblis couldn't do it. The second is, after you do it, and even when you make an error, then just say maaf. Because Iblis can't say that maaf, and it burns him to hear somebody else saying sorry. You can make zina, big thing, but your kamal will come out in zina. Your kamal. You might think, how can kamal come out in zina? Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that when three people were rocked up in a mountain, and each one said, we will make some dua to the Zat of Allah which will move a rock. Meaning Allah will appreciate the action so much that it will move a rock. And we all know the narration. The first person was of business. Somebody did business with him. He never paid him. He kept that money. He invested a lot of money. And the man came one day. He said, all this is yours. What honesty. Amazing. And the second person, how he looked after his parents the whole night he stood there. But the third person is the unique one in the hadith. He was a person who wanted his cousin. And he forced her to bring him into the room with her. He forced himself on top of her. And right at the last moment, where there is no barriers left, and she told him, how can you do this? Don't you fear Allah? Then he just pulled himself away from her. That no one will say, hey, what a wali of Allah. Then you say, don't ever tell anyone what you did. Go make istighfar and tawbah all life. What did you do? But when the time came when he was in the mountain, he put that action in front. And oh Allah, what pulled me out in the ending? It was because of you. It wasn't an action of kamal. And then you tell a person, I'm a master. I was right at the last and I pulled, asked for my duas. You never say that. But what it was that, oh Allah,
The action was so faulty. But in your fear, I gave it up. He gave it up before doing the action, but it was the thing that he gave it up. You did the action of zina. What is istighfar? You say, oh Allah, I come back to you. Once you come back to you, that same action of zina makes you fly. An action of zina makes you fly. The more istighfar, the more you open up doors. So one was that shaitan could never do what he never wanted to do. We are told, do it no matter how hard. The second is istighfar. The third is what is called the amal of shukr. Shukr is to attribute to who is deserving of it being attributed. Azazil, when he made his ibadah, and when he gave the right answers to the angels, then he understood, I know the most. And he understood, I am the best. The word I came into him. So when Allah Ta'ala told him, Adam, that I was being broken, he could not accept you break my eye because he was attributing it to himself. Shukr is that man does, and everyone tells him Mubarak, and he says, MashaAllah. That this is only what Allah did. They will tell him, what a thing you did. He said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Without Allah, nothing can happen. Shukr. You attribute to Allah, that angels become amazed. That when shaitan sat on the throne, he would tell them of I am fat. His whole thing was I. Karramta alayya. You giving him honor over me. Meaning I am a man of honor. I am inside honor. You giving him the honor. He got nothing. So when man comes onto the amal of shukr, he has beaten Iblis. Three things. One was sabr, which is not an easy thing. But it gets the attention of the malaika. The second thing is istighfar. The third thing is shukr. So when you make an error, it's istighfar. When you make it right, you make shukr. When you see the favors of Allah coming, good times come, you're making shukr. When bad times are coming, you're making sabr. Now when the exam is to get harder, because now you're doing better. So first you were writing class 1 exam. But now Allah Ta'ala says to the angel, give him a matric exam. Now that imtihan starts getting harder. That comes now, ashaddu nas bala. The closer you get to Allah, the bigger the problems fall on your head now. Now it starts hitting from all sides. We all know Ayyub alayhi salam. What is the purpose of Quran mentioning Ayyub? Because you show what a man. What a man. Every Nabi who is mentioned in Quran, that lesson is there. That made him shine. You do that, you will also shine. It was istighfar that made the Anbiya shine. It was sabr that made the Anbiya shine. It was shukr that made them shine. Each one who made the shukr, Allah said, look at Sulaiman alayhi salam and Dawood alayhi salam, what shukr? And when the istighfar came, he said, look at this Nabi, what istighfar? When the time of sabr came, he said, look at that Nabi, what sabr? So these three qualities, what will bring it in man? Three qualities. One is sabr, one is shukr, and one is istighfar. And the hardest from the three is the amal of sabr. Hardest. Because as I told you, when someone slaps your son in front of you, you don't say, you know what, do again. It's not an easy thing. That imtihan comes, and the man sees everything going. Sometimes he's on the top of the world. Everything was going right. And now he sees all his murids leaving him also. And he just sits. And now he sees all the criticism being leveled against him. And he's sitting. And now he sees his wife has passed away. Rasulullah's mi'raj took place when the imtihan of sabr came. He lost Khadija radiallahu anha. Abu Talib passed away. The kuffar started the things that they had never done up till then. What and what was going through? Allah Pak took mi'raj. What a mi'raj. The uruj took place when the imtihan of sabr started. He was going through it. How he managed. What and what he was seeing. And the harder it was getting, and the more he was rising. The harder it gets, the more you go. What makes these three things easy but?
So it is a quality which Iblis Azazil never had. And that was the quality of ishq, of love. Because of love, man forgets his aqal. Had Iblis had that quality of the love of Allah, he would have forgotten everything and he would say in the ending, I can't make you angry. I hate this Adam to the core. But I won't make you angry. If you want me to make sajda, I'll make the sajda to you. I hate him. Like you tell your wife, that boy, the wife brought another son in the house, not your son. The only reason you're showing love is because in the end of the day it's your wife's son. But now he doesn't like you, he thinks you're an intruder in the house. So sometimes you feel like really smacking him in the face. And then you tell your wife, the only reason is, I feel like kicking him out of the house. Because of you. Had there been that ishq, Iblis could have at least said, you know, I hate man, but I'll do it. But that ishq wasn't there, love. So he couldn't say it. It is that ishq, love, which whenever something will happen to man and he's burning with ishq, in the end of the day he will say, oh Allah, which one boy asked me the other day. He said, in a madrasa environment there are so many young boys around with no beard. And shaitan makes a magnet hit now that you get an attraction to a young boy. We will understand it outside the madrasa to girls. Young girls, women, young woman, pretty woman. The more pious you come, the more it seems they're coming towards you. Because shaitan is shaitan, he attacks. أَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكُ وَرَجِلِكُ Attack. What do you think? Attack is not going to take place. Attack means guided missiles. You go in the market and try it for yourself. That woman or that young boy who you got a desire for, he can be standing in a crowd of 100, but your eye will miss the 99 and hit on him. That's a guided missile. Who pushed the eye on that? There's a relationship with a girl you're pulling away from her. You just go in the market, 20 shops. She just comes out of one shop, suddenly you noticed her. How you noticed her? Never see so many things which you're supposed to go looking for. You were looking for the tomatoes, you never saw it on the shelf. But the girl who you were never supposed to see, your eye hit her, guided missile. So he said, how hard it is. So I told him, do one thing. The next time the girl comes in front, or the boy comes, it's not easy to look away. I said, at that time, picture the smile of Allah. Because the hadith has mentioned the smile of Allah. The tajalli of Allah creates a smile. How beautiful that smile is, we'll never imagine, but we all must smile. And the smile of my Allah, you just see it in your face. So I said, put that smile there. And then on the other side is your smile. Because when you're going to look to her, you're going to smile. And then look at that smile, and then say, oh Allah, that smile is too beautiful to let it become a frown. I can't do it. At that time, you will bleed in happiness. Because you will see the smile remaining a smile. And you will say, for that smile I will give it in. Ishq. To make sabr is no easy thing. But to make sabr when you are seeing something flying back at you becomes very easy. When you are seeing that hit back. So just look at that smile and say, I can't make that smile become a frown. And you will see suddenly the whole sabr becomes an easy game now. The hardest of problem hits me, Allah Pak save us all. But if man just closes his eyes and he looks at that smile, suddenly he's out of depression. There's no depression. Just that smile. Hazrat Hakim Sahab told us after his wife passed away, and he said, what a woman, what a woman. He said, what a woman. He said, after she passed away, he wanted to marry another woman. And he said, that woman was like the Rabia Basriya of the time. And she even had ta'alluq with him also. So you're like, you're telling your muridan, which muridan want to marry the sheikh? Like a jump. How many muridan say you can't, sunnah to take four wives. I'm ready to be number 2, 3, 4. So the Rakim Sahib sent a proposal to her. And at that time what? Allah Pak had made him already. He was known in the world. He sent a proposal. So she wrote to him, Hazrat, to be your khadima, or to have ta'alluq with you, I am ready. To be a wife, she says, my relationship is with my Allah. No. So he says, that answer then broke my heart. He says, that answer broke my heart. And he said, after that I said, no other woman for me. And then he was lying down,
And then he said one thing. He said, why must I get a woman? Alayhis Allah bikafin abda. That is Allah not sufficient for me. Now it's not an easy thing to say. But if you go in a problem, an example, your wife passed away. And you want to get married. And the girl is not coming. Then just close your eye and picture that smile. Picture that smile. And that smile will take away how much of years of depression. What a smile. So ishq will make sabr easy. Ishq. Ishq will make shukr easy. Because you know that Allah doesn't like you to think great of yourself. So when someone will praise you and the whole world will praise you, you will just close your eyes and you will see that smile becoming a frown. And immediately you say, oh Allah, that smile remains a smile. It's only for you. Not for me. The world can praise me. But I'm not going to let their praise take that smile away. And that's one of the main reasons why people fall. When the world starts coming, praise starts coming, honor starts coming, we forget the smile is changing into a frown. Because we were never looking at that smile. When that honor will come, what will make you control that honor? And if a time comes where you have to lose all that honor, what will make you control and say, no problem, get out? Hazrat says that one sheikh, the king took bet on one thing, that he made a wazifa, ta'weez for the king, his wind wasn't coming out. It was all gathering here, so he had constipation. So someone told him, go to so and so sheikh. He came to the sheikh, gave one ta'weez, so all his wind came out as ish, feeling good man. One ta'weez, he was kail of the sheikh now. And this sheikh read and the whole number two, the wind came out. So he took bet. Now if the king takes bet on the sheikh suddenly is shining. Now when E-time comes, who will make the khutbah? Obviously the sheikh. So the other people are very jealous. As the sheikh got in the mimbar, his wind came out. So the courtiers told the king, what kind of sheikh this is? He makes, on the mimbar he makes his winds. He can't be a pious man. Wuzu breaks in the mimbar. So they say this to such a manner, it must be that time they never have microphones, but like how we say, voice was louder, maybe wind was louder. A lot of people would have heard it. So the big thing, everyone was talking, the king, sheikh, passing wind. So the king then said, you know what, I'm disgraced. So someone came to tell the sheikh that the king broke his relationship. A man is not made. May Allah Pak save us all from not being made. You run back to the king and say, don't disgrace me. What will my wife tell me? I go home, she says, the king broke his relationship with you. Yesterday you were the king's sheikh. So he says, that man who became my murid because of one wind. And he broke his bed because of one wind. You think I'm going to bother about him? He came because of wind, he went because of wind. But what it was, it made no difference because the smile was important. As long as the smile is there, I'm happy. When that smile is there, you will understand how that man was Nuh alayhi salam with no followers. For 950 years, you will think that I'm giving da'wah in my madrasa, but nothing's happening. Now after 5 years, you start getting, what do you say, tick, irritated. Can't carry on like this any longer. What would make Nuh alayhi salam 950 years, generation after generation, say, I saw your father, grandfather, I'm trying on you, grandson, how many times I've come to this house? And the man says, you know what, you wasted time on my grandfather, don't break my head. You feel shy to go back to the man. But what would make him in the bazaar, out of the bazaar, on night, in the day, friends, anyone, it would be one smile. That as long as that smile was not away from the Nabi's nazar, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw all his hopes broken, it was now the time of Taif. First I said Khadija radiallahu anha passed away. Abu Talib passed away. Two walls fell. When the walls fell, his neighbors were his worst enemies. Fatima radiallahu anha says, before this they wouldn't come into the house. Now when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go out, they would come in the house. And he would leave food on the stove for his family. And in that food, they would throw stool and urine and dirt. And when he would come home at night, late at night, first he would find the door would be messed with stool. Or with the intestines of a dead animal. And just before the door, there would be some thorny thing. So his leg would touch, he would get a prick, he would go, ah, so immediately he would take support on the door. Touching the door, his whole hand would be messed.
Now he would come in, the whole day is finished. Now he wants to feed his family, he will open the pot and all that thing is on the top. And that whole pot, and in that time wasn't like ours, you say, I'll phone the shop and I'll buy another room. The whole thing is gone. Not one day, he carried on. When your neighbor is your worst enemy. So finally, now it came in his heart, what we will say, the final resort. You got cancer. This doctor, that doctor, now you tired of everyone. And someone says, you know what, your only last chance is to go in one village in Pakistan. So I'm ready for it. And now you come there and everyone tells you, that man has cured everyone so far. 99% success. And when you reach by that man and he puts his pulse there and says, my friend, sorry. At that time, your condition, Rasulullah's last hope was on the people of Taif. The Quraysh was strong, but Taif was what we will call holiday resort. The rich people would go there. And when you come for collection for your madrasa, and you see no one giving, then someone tells you, that man is in the tire business, and he gives big amounts. So you say, hey, you know what, he's one donation will put up the whole madrasa. And everyone tells you, very generous man, and now you go and you wait there, and you're waiting half an hour, and people are telling what happened. He said, no, it's just, it's going to happen. Tomorrow you have to make the payment. And then that man comes, and you got so much hopes of 100,000. And you tell him, you know what, that's, and he says, you know what, at the moment I gave my zakat away. Like one friend at the moment is, what happened, cataract you call it, cataract. So he phoned, so he's going through, and Allah Pak put in someone's heart who wants to help. This is not the time to make i'lan, but Rasulullah from the masjid made i'lan. And this is the asad of zakat, to help people. That's why Islam never needed insurance. Sahaba would come to Allah's Messenger and say, oh Allah's Messenger, I'm a rich man, but a calamity hit. The calamity hit so badly, I'm finished. So the Messenger of Allah would say to the Sahaba, who will help you? So we normally think zakat is dirty wealth. Don't. Zakat is not dirty wealth. Zakat is dirty wealth when it's in the wrong pocket. Otherwise it's the best of wealth. It's a farz. So this person phoned because what happened is he needed cataract. He got cataract of both eyes. I don't know what that means, but it's something big like. So the doctor told him, you'll have to do it immediately now. Because if you're going to wait for the government hospital, by that time most likely you're blind. So the doctor said, I won't charge you, but the cost of it must be about 30,000 something. So it's not small things, this amount, for a normal man. So he said, no problem, because he knows one man who gives lots. And that's the problem when you put your trust in rich people. Put your trust in the zat of them. So he just went to that one man. And he knows that man just recently gave 100,000 to a madrasa. So a man who can give 100,000, 10,000, 20,000, is like what you say, pocket money, yeah? All his hopes on creation. And whenever you put it on creation, they fail you. So I told him one thing, I said, never trust creation. They disgrace you, number one. And Allah Pak shows that they can never help you. So the man just, all his hopes went away. So when Taif was aimed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was the final now. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam targeted the three bosses of Taif. Because they were known, if they accept, the whole of Taif accepts. Because they're the bosses. So he targeted them in what you say, he made an appointment. And there were three brothers, so if you get even one brother, you speak to the other two. So the hopes are even bigger, one of the three. And they were known as good men. They were not known as bad men. That's why the people of Taif were ready to jump on the command when they said, hit the man. All the hopes. And suddenly when he comes there, and each one starts a funny mock, a joke. One man says, if you ain't Nabi and I joke with you, you know, it's dangerous for me, you rather just go. The other man says, couldn't Allah find anybody else? Each of them funny story. Finally, Rasulullah tells them, one thing to me, don't disgrace me in front of my own people. That don't send a message to the Quraysh. Because the Quraysh will get even more happier. And what you say, now where are you going to go? So they made it their duty, no, we will send the message. And not only that, they said, we will escort you. So while he was in the town talking to the local people, you got no hope on the local people. The hope was on the bosses. But then he went to the local people. The bosses sent people behind him. And the local people, even if they wanted to, they could not. And they were told, now escort him out of the town. With a whooping escort. Pelting, hitting, bleeding. Then what? Now all your hopes are gone. Now there is no Quraysh in Makkah. That time there was no Medina in sight. And there is no Taif. After Taif and after Quraysh, where? So at that time now, Rasulullah ﷺ hits one dua. And what was that dua? That dua was just that as long as that smile is in front, I will carry on. So first he said, "Oh Allah, why is that the enemy are in charge of me? Why is my matters in the hands of the enemy that I have to go ask them for help?" So first he made like a complaint what he was saying. He begged of Allah that I am feeble, I am weak, I got a big mission to do for you, but I can't. But then he said, "Oh Allah, illam takun sakhitan alayya." That as long as that smile remains in its place, as long as you're not angry with me, fala ubali, I will carry on. Falakal utba hatta tarda. As long as you're getting happy, I'll carry on trying. Or I will carry on trying until you make you as happy as I can. What was in his mind at that time? The one smile. That even that smile remains and the whole world rejects me, I will still remain smiling also. Looking at that smile, that broke the heavens. The angel came down. Said, "Ask." Allah Pak said, "The mountain is ready to fall." It opened up the heavens. As soon as Taif was finished, that was when the meeting with the people of Medina Munawwara then took place. So many years of Hajj took place, there was no people of Medina that he hit. Taif took place. The one dua hit, barriers opened up. And what happened? He just went, it was the days of Hajj starting. He went into the plains of Mina, he met a group of people. The Dawat wasn't even as strong as the previous Dawat. They recognized him. That this is the man who the Jews are thinking about in Yathrib. If we don't hurry, they're going to get in first jump. Where it was never expected, the jump took place. Why? Because that smile was the main thing. So we must be burning with that love of that smile. And when there is that ishq, and that smile is there, then inshallah the exam which Iblis does not want us to see passing will become a very easy imtihan. And it will amaze the entire world of the angels. Amaze them in amazing ways. That when it's told, "Have you taken the imtihan?" Say what the man is saying. And the angel have to repeat it. Allah Pak will ask, "What are they doing? They are making your zikr. What are they doing? They are asking for this. What happened? He made sabr. What happened? He saw someone pass away in front and he attributed all power to you." One and one after, Allah will say to the angel, "What he said?" The angel have to say it. Why? Because the kamal in you is sabr, shukr, istighfar. And the fuel of these three is to be burning with love. And to start that love is to get that love or a picture of that smile. As long as that smile is within, Allah Pak will make a lot of things happen, easy. May Allah Tabarakallah make it easy. Every imtihan, may Allah not let the imtihan be directed as long as that success is not written first. When the success is there, then our kamal is that the imtihan will have to go through. Our people don't want to see the imtihan. The dua is to be, "Oh Allah, protect me from the imtihan." The protection of the imtihan is not the imtihan won't come. But it means that the imtihan mustn't hit. Meaning it mustn't break me. It must not break me. Otherwise imtihan is your kamal. Imtihan is the kamal of man. But the imtihan must never break me. I must be like the man surfing. And the higher the wave, the more I show my shan. In the world of surfing, that's how it is. They go looking for the wave. The bigger the wave, the man goes searching for the wave. He makes his record, the higher the wave. Say, "Where is he?" He's looking for the wave. It won't be that on a high wave he's coming, he says, "Oh ho!" He gets thrilled, he says, "Now my time to show the world." Now we don't want to show the world. We want to show Allah, "I'm a lover of you. And I'm a lover. I'm not good, but I'm loving. I'm not good. So I make 1,000 mistakes. But in the ending I say, I still love you. I love you. 1,000 mistakes." A man will tell his wife, he made zina. He was caught in adultery. But he'll tell his wife, "You know what, don't kick me out of the house, I love you." She'll kick him out of the house. He's like, "Sir, I love you." But with the zaat of Allah, it's not that. But the zaat of Allah is when you fall also. But you say, "Oh Allah, don't kick me out." Allah Pak says, "Not I kicked out, you accept it."
But Allah is a different thing, completely different from the relationship of man and man. Allah wants you to see love. Every time you fall, you will say, oh Allah, in my love I can't. How many people say now, you know what, I'm ashamed to go back to Allah. There's no love there, that's why. When there's love, you'll never be ashamed to go back. You will say, no matter what I did, I will not allow you to kick me out. Oh Allah, I'll not leave this door. Because I love you in the end of the day. I fell there, I made this mistake, that mistake. But my love will never take me away from this door. Allah, it is that ishq, that love, sabr, shukr, istighfar, with the fuel of the ishq of Allah. And inshallah, you will see what and what papers. May Allah grant us all understanding, inshallah. اللهم لك الحمد كل ما لك الشكر كل اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك كما أثنيت على نفسك رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيه ورسوله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Most likely Salah in the other masjid is quarter two. So those people that have come from fine, if you want to make it easier for yourself, I can proceed to that.